Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey folks, today we are talking about increasing a net worth over 1,000% since 2014. I'm going to say that again. We're talking about increasing a net worth over 1,000% since 2014. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Zach and Shay Fugman, and we're going to hear their story. We are working on your financial freedom. Guys, I am excited to have you on today. These two people, they're just tremendous individuals. I really like them. And you're going to love their stories. And so, first of all, if you could just introduce yourself to the audience. Shay, you can start. Who you are apart from real estate, where you grew up, and then want to hear from the same thing from Zach.
Hi, David. Hi, everyone. My name is Shay, and some people cannot really pronounce my name. So, Shay sounds like S-H-A-Y. And my background before was a stay-home mom for more than 5 years. And I was doing business on the import and export before I became a mom.
Right. And where were you born, Shay?
I was born in China and got married with Zach. We almost married for 13 years.
That's great. That is great. And when did you move to the U.S., Shay?
2008.
I'm asking that because it's kind of a big deal. Because the rest of the story is going to be a big deal because of that. So, Zach, tell us a little bit about you. Who you are apart from real estate? Where you grew up? Education? Those kind of things as well.
I grew up in Cincinnati. Born in 1982, and was pretty much Cincinnati my whole life. Went to the University of Cincinnati and got a chemical engineering degree and left Cincinnati in 2006 and joined the oil field. It was in a little town in North Texas. And then I couldn't really meet anybody my age out there, so I started meeting people online. I met Shadan, and she came over in 2008, and we decided to get married in 2009. And now we have four kids, and we've kind of progressed on, and that was like the first part of our life.
What was your work life like during that time prior to real estate?
So I got a Twitter handle called 10 years 8 moves, because we it's not even about real estate, it's just me goofing off on Twitter, but it more or less represents like we were at a point in our life when we were working, I was working, that we'd moved 8 times in a decade. Because the oil field was so up and down, and at first it was really fun because our kid wasn't very young. She didn't know it any better, but as soon as she started getting older, it became a drag on our life. And so ended up in Houston in 2014.
Yeah, so you lived in Texas, you lived in Louisiana, you lived in Wyoming, you lived in Alberta, Canada. I can see where that'd be exciting if you're young and single, and or just a young couple with no kids. But Shay, kind of what was that lifestyle like for you as a mom? All that moving.
It was kind of tough for us because every maybe like about 2 years or less than 2 years, we had to move. After we just make some friends that who we could hang out with. At that time, we just had one kid. And then when we moved back to Houston 2014, we had two kids. But still not fun for the little ones because they had to move after they found some good friends to hang out with, play with, and then we had to get familiar with the new place and everything.
Yeah, that is, that's a tough lifestyle to live. So I'm just curious, during that time, what was your investment strategy? Did you have an end game? Was retirement Did you have an idea of when retirement might be for you guys?
Well, I guess at that time we were still kind of not too old yet to think about that. I think our strategy was like, okay, the funny thing was like every year I would ask back how much your 401k was, and then what was your bonus was at the beginning of each year. And then each time he told me the amount, like so little. And I guess at that time we were still like planning to get retired with building up the amount from 401k and then have some saving in our saving account. We did have some stock too, but I was really bad at the stock market. I was not good at that. One time, I guess, like finally I make the money back from what I lost. And then he was like stopping me to purchase any stock market anymore. And then I ended up to put all the money back into the stock market again, and everything lost.
Everything again. Lost. So you were good at buying high and selling low.
Exactly. That's what I was good at.
I hear that a lot from Lifestyles members who do great job with real estate. You guys heard about Lifestyles, and Zach, you heard about Lifestyles, and why were you interested in real estate? Why did it kind of resonate with you that maybe this might be a path for you?
Well, it's just passive income and like knowing that you're working money in your sleep. I was working my way up in the oil field company I was in, and I had just taken finance level 2 for the third class that they had, mm-hmm. and understanding what a stock price is based upon and how you increase the value. And
I'm going to ask you to hold right there, Zach. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. We want to hear the rest of that. Talking to Zach and Shay, who left oil and gas, ditched their 401k, and increased their net worth by over 1,000%. Stay with us through the break.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years, through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey guys, this is David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm talking with Zach and Shay Fugman. They are real estate investors. They were in the left oil and gas, ditched their 401k, and became real estate investors. And Zach, I know you have told before about how you went to First Case Study and you saw this lady who had one apartment complex and it took care of her life, and that really convinced you. And so then you went to the 2-day financial freedom seminar and that everybody goes to. And tell us about that. What was significant about that for you? What caused you to say, okay, I got to move forward with this?
Well, right before the break, I was mentioning how I took a finance class, and I kind of started when they brought up the cap rate discussion and how to really multiply wealth. When Dell, who I took the 2-day with, was talking about how to like force appreciation on apartments, it clicked like immediately. And so, and when it came time to go do it, I went ahead and I signed up. And I called Shaydan. Hey, spending a bit of money to go join this thing, and she kind of she had a little bit of a freak out on it.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm taking a hard left turn here. And Shay's like in the passenger seat with her face against the glass because you're turning so fast. But Shay, then you went to the 2-day class, the second one, I think. Is that correct? That you went a little bit later.
That was in December. And after the 2 days, I was like, okay, let's sell our house. We just got that house when we moved back from Canada. It was in September 2014, and then in December 2014, I said, let's sell it, and then let's liquid all the funds we could just start invest.
Liquidate everything. So you were hardcore moving forward after you went to that 2-day class. I wanted folks that are listening, I want you to really hear that. Now, was this the house that was kind of your dream house? In Houston?
Yes, that was my dream house. That time we could afford, right? The huge house. It was in a very nice neighborhood, and actually just started making new friends there, and my daughter liked the school and everything there, and it was kind of a hard decision, just to say so.
But you were ready to go. So you did that, and the first thing you went to were single family houses.
Actually, at the beginning, when we just started, my husband Zach and me, we neither of us had any experience on like real estate investment. The only experience we had was that we purchased a few primary residential property for ourselves because of the moving, right?
Right.
And we didn't really have any experience at all. But so we started with the passive for 144 unit apartment. And I just wanted to learn everything I could before we started anything. I volunteered myself to get involved in like all the due diligence the possible, and then, of course I learned a lot from the due diligence, and also we went to a lot of roadshow, and then we learned a lot from all the leads and all the people, members of Lifestyles for sure. But even though we still didn't have enough experience, that was not enough to encourage me to get my feet wet in the real estate investment myself, especially purchase a property, multifamily ourselves.
Right.
So at the beginning, we were trying to get into the multifamily like right away.
But
then, you know, without experience and enough knowledge, we spent like months driving from Louisiana to Houston to check properties or other any cities as long as we could get. We drove like 5 hours or 6 hours a day, even like 8 hours a day just to check a property. But still, I was so scared. And then also multifamily was kind of like more difficult to find than the single family, right? And that we started to get some single families because they were easier to find, easier to manage. So I think we got like up to 10 single family houses between 2015 to June 2016. But after that point,
let me pause you right there for a second, Shay, because I want to explain some things that you said to people. So you said first you got into a passive deal. That is where they folks that are listening, they invested into a deal where there was a lead investor, and that lead investor, he's running the deal. He's doing all the work. They just put money into it. Their credit is not on the line. It's like investing in a mutual fund, except that you're investing in a single apartment community. And I think you said it was 144 unit, maybe. And so you're going to the road shows, which are training sessions that we have where people go out and look at the apartments, you look at the finances, you understand that, you learn that way. And so you're doing all that, but you're still like, okay, I want to buy an apartment complex, but maybe we'll wait a little bit. And so you got 10 houses. I have a question about the houses. You had 10 houses. Now, yeah. People that are listening.
15, actually, at one point.
Oh, 15 yeah. at one point. So yeah. people that are listening, they're thinking, that's a lot of houses, and you're managing them. That has to be a full-time job. Tell the folks that are listening what that's really like.
So actually, we just got 2 properties near ourselves, like where we closest one. Just about 5 minutes.
We were a little bit crazy. We had 2 in Louisiana and 13 in Houston.
And we manage them remotely, even during the renovation. Leave them out and then manage the resident while they live there. But even I said that I wish we didn't spend so much time on the single family.
But my point is,
give me a lot of experience, give me a lot of encourage to move to the multifamily for sure.
You realize you could do it, I want people to understand the point. It doesn't take a lot of time to manage a single family house. You got the lease signed. You're not dealing with people for a long time. And so 15 houses, you're maybe getting a call once a month, I would think. And that's average kind of for me. So you were able to do that. And that's tremendous. And I want people to understand that. What Dell says, real estate is simple. People are difficult. And you guys did a great job with that. We're about to come up to the break. And so on the other side of the break, we're going to get onto your track to multifamily and how you did that. Folks, as you're listening, I want to encourage you to go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and you can get signed up for the free workshop. That's the way everybody gets started. Hang with us through the break. We're going to hear some more from Shay and Zach.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Hey, folks, I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And we are talking to Zach and Shay Fugman, who started out in the oil and gas industry, traveling all over the country and even into Canada. Moved, I think you said 7 times in 10 years, something like that. And then decided that you need to make some kind of change and started investing in real estate. Got up to 15 houses and then moved to multifamily. Had already been in one passive multifamily deal, meaning they were investing with other investors into an apartment community. And did a lot of training, went to road shows that we offer, went to different educational opportunities, did a lot of driving. Shay told us right before the break, Shay, you guys were driving back and forth to Louisiana looking for an apartment community. Was that looking for your first IRO that you did that, Shay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was
We got moved there by my work right after we joined Lifestyles, which is another thing that happened. But we were living in Lafayette, and I ended up finding this deal on getting it. We ended up closing it, and the day we ended up closing it, we ended up moving over back to San Antonio. So,
oh wow!
So,
and where was the deal located, in Louisiana?
Slidell.
And at the time you found it, you were living where, in Houston?
No, Lafayette.
Oh, you were living in Lafayette then. Okay. And then went to San Antonio.
The day of closing, we all went to sign the closing documents at the title company. And then Zach hopped into the vehicle and drove to San Antonio at the same time.
So who managed, and how many units was this?
It was 50.
You said 20?
50.
Oh, 50. 50. Okay. Okay. So you were able to have management in place?
Yes.
Okay. And so you left. Who did anybody stay there to manage the deal?
We had a property management company.
Mm-hmm. And so that was your first deal. What was that like? I mean, what was that experience like? Did you feel like you were well prepared by Lifestyles? Did you have good help with a mentor? What was that experience like for you?
It was definitely a learning. I had some help with the mentors and stuff, but like, you know, I was kind of going into an area nobody's on before and creating my own map because nobody really in the group had done Louisiana that much at the time.
Uh-huh.
And so I was pretty much getting the roadmap for people over in if they were going to do Louisiana, or at least an idea of it. Mm-hmm. And then, anyway, it was definitely a learning experience. In the end, we ended up taking management back ourselves later on in the process and increased rents significantly. Once we learned, which we're going to talk about, we ended up buying the one as a lead investor in San Antonio. When we started learning more and more with as actually the property management on site, we ended up, you know, implementing a lot more changes in our Slidell one, because everything's a learning process, right? So,
right.
So like, take ideas back. Hey, you guys aren't doing this. And eventually, it got to the point that we procured a manager to manage it. Like, my sister-in-law moved to America, and we were like, hey, we got a job for you, and we're going to train you how to do it, because we did it ourselves. And so she started managing that, our IRO deal. And she eventually became a PIG member and became part of the lead program in Lifestyles, too.
Oh, wow. So I love that. So you're involving the family in the business. And for folks that are listening, IRO means independent rental owner. So this is an apartment community that Shay and Zach bought themselves. They're the only people in the deal. Just want to make sure people understand that. And so you got her sister, and then your second deal was a syndicated deal. You actually raised money from other Lifestyles members, correct?
Yes.
Now, that one you closed on, and where was that? I'm trying to keep your geographic locations where you live.
Universal
and where you have a
City, which is outside of San Antonio. It's a satellite city of San Antonio. Uh-huh. So, it's one of the Air Force bases up there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so you're living there at that, and you're living in that area at that time?
You lived in West San Antonio. Yes.
Okay. And is that the one that you had a baby? You just had a baby, Shay?
Yeah. So we did the due diligence, the unit work, and then 5 days later, he was born. He was born a little bit early. And then when the first day we brought him to the property at the closing, he was like about 1.5 months old. And started from that time, he was working with me every day at the property as a leasing agent.
Now, why was he the leasing agent? You told me the other day why. Repeat it for the audience.
Well, because he smiled to any prospect
to come in.
And he gained some residence there. He's a big helper. Yes.
That's good. That's good. So that's your second deal. You guys are lead investors. And then you, Zach, where were you at this time? During the time when Shay's there every day,
I was still working for a Wilfield company.
Yeah,
I can run up to the property quite often.
Yeah,
because it was about a half hour from my work. So I mean, and I was in a position that was very flexible, so I could make time to help out Shadam and do stuff for the kids and stuff like that at the time.
What was the condition of the property when you bought it? In terms of tenants and the building itself?
Well, it sold as a C class. I would say it was a D class. We definitely had an uphill battle with certain residents. Some people had hearts of gold, but there was definitely some purple Martians that we had to deal with.
Yeah. So,
and explain what a purple Martian is.
Somebody who, I don't know, they look like a human being, but they are completely crazy. Don't think they owe you anything for rent. They destroy your property. And they act like you should. They'll purposely make a leak and say, come fix it, or something like this, stuff like that. They'll do drugs in the open on your property, kind of thing. Every race, creed, color, gender that you can think of. So it's a state of mind.
And that's one of the things that Dell says. He says, do not rent to purple Martians. So you got those. And so you, part of the process is getting those people out, rehabbing the property and getting that property leased. And so you got all that done and you got that done successfully. Now you got up to the point you owned, how many multifamily properties do you guys own now?
10
properties. And then you're also key principal on some as well, or is that included in the 10?
No, that's not included in the 10. We're key principal on like 6 right now. I have to count it. And then we're passive in 2. So.
Passive in 2, key principal in others, 6.
Actually, passive in 3. He always forgot one deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always forget that deal. Sorry.
So you're doing a lot. You're in 10 different deals. Why do you like doing this so much, Zach?
Well, it's like, you know, at first it was like, you know, you want to get rich at first. And then you know that you're making money in your sleep. And multifamily is a great force multiplier for your money and other people's money, and cap rates and cash flow and pushing everything. But then it became...
Hold right there. I want people to stay through the break to hear the rest of what you're going to say about that. Thanks so much for being with us. We're with Zach and Shay. Stay with us through the break.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Folks, this is David Ruzicka on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I do want to encourage you one last time. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's the where you sign up for the free workshop. That's the way everybody got started or gets started with Lifestyles Unlimited. And so I want to encourage you to do that. We're talking to Shay and Zach, and they started out, they owned up to 15 single-family houses. And you say, wow, that's a big deal. Well, now they own 10 apartment complexes and have increased their net worth by 1,000%. And we're talking about how they did that and why they do that. And right before the break, Zach, you know, I'd asked you, why do you keep doing this? And you said, you know, you started out, it was a Grace Force multiplier. I know it's you wanted to make money. You wanted to be financially free. But then you started to go into a little bit more of the why for you, what the big why came for the two of you. Tell us what that is.
Well, I mean, yeah, now that we're doing well, we're doing all right. You know, you can always want to do more somewhat. But at the same time, when I know that Dell started Lifestyle, it's kind of like he needed a bunch of friends to hang out with. Mm-hmm. And so I keep getting, I don't know, maybe I have a natural way to talk to the brokers and stuff like that. But people tend to bring me deals, and obviously I can't do it. But I know a lot of people can do some of them. Because mm-hmm. I'm in such a great program here at Lifestyles. And so, and a lot of, I've encouraged a lot of my friends to join. And then some of them I've met through Lifestyles that have been looking for deals. I go to a lady who used to work for Lifestyles and, hey, I think I got your dream property. And I end up showing her, and she loves it, closes it. And she's just over the moon with, like, you know, I was like, just willing to give it to her. And, like, and that makes me more happy sometimes than actually doing a deal myself. Me and Shadan seeing the joy in other people succeed. It's better than a monetary reward. Like, Shay's sister-in-law, we could even have a whole show just about her someday. But, like, mm-hmm. she, you know, she's an immigrant, came over, and we helped her get her first deal. And then a friend of mine who I told him to join. For years I told him to join, And he finally joins, and then he and his wife love it. They've been passive in a lot of deals. And then, like, you know, they invite us over and say, hey, you know, we're looking to do our first one. I was like, well, you know, I'll keep that in mind. And then I was busy working on one of my other deals, which, you know, it's better to be working and close your own deal and try to do too many others. So I call him and say, hey, I got a deal for you. You want it? You know, like, I think it's your right size for your first timer. And so I see that, and, like, it just, him and his wife are just blown away that, you know, I was willing to just let them, go get this great deal. We think it's a value play. And so, it's been a joy to help friends who have, you know, high moral standards and, like, see them succeed and, like, you know, and there's a thrill, I have a certain thrill of helping people getting the deal done. I'm an engineer, so I like to put things together and put the people right together. At one time on the wall, I used to manage $100 million operations. You know, I'm just trying to help people go get $2 or $3 million, $4 million deals. I find it really fun. We really enjoy seeing our friends succeed. It's like the give back is better than us always getting, right? So, yeah. And then the thing is, when I give, I end up, more opportunities end up coming to me. Because, like, a lot of the brokers know, hey, I might know somebody who can go do the deal.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, they'll call me before they call somebody else. They know I can't do the deal right now, but they'll call me, say, do you think anybody would be good for a deal? Just because they know that I'm not going to betray their confidence because I got hired, and I will tell them, like, I think I know somebody in the group that will be good for your deal.
That's part of that abundance mentality of Lifestyles Unlimited that Dell has fostered from the beginning. Multifamily is a pretty small, in terms of communication, pretty small pond. And people that know people are the way a lot of deals get done. And so what you just heard is people are calling Zach because they know he can get a deal done and he's going to help people and he has good ethics. And that's not uncommon within Lifestyles. I hear person after person talking about how other folks have helped them. And I just want to say good job to you guys on doing that. And Shay, I want to hear from you. Why do you keep doing this? What, same reason? Or do you have some other things in there that you want to talk about?
Oh, I think, yeah, same reason. It's nice to see other people get successful as well and then change their life for sure, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, you also make more friends too, who you want to hang out with.
Yeah. And
it doesn't hurt when you put money into their deals and they start paying you too.
And how much work do you have to do when you put money into somebody else's deal, Zach?
Well, collect checks.
Collect checks.
I got to file tax returns.
Yeah, file. But you don't have to visit the property. You don't have to go do anything else. And tell me about that. So you guys are investing now in quite a few places around the country. One thing we talk about lifestyles is live where you want, invest where you need.
Yeah.
So what drove you guys to do that? Because you guys are not just in Texas and Louisiana, but in two other states, I think.
Yeah, so we're actually in Ohio, Kentucky, Mississippi. We were in Louisiana, sold out of Louisiana. And then we're also invested in multiple deals in Texas. And what drove us there was like, well, the first deal we did in Slidell, and Shadam was on me to go a deal and like call this guy up. It was during COVID, on at least on the Mississippi one. Yeah. It was some guy had fallen out of contract. And, hey, this deal looks amazing. So why don't we close it? And then, you know, it just led to a bunch of more deals over there. And then originally, we also did the Cincinnati area, and I'm originally from that area, so I know all the neighborhoods and everything like that. So we started working that market, and that was where we started really getting traction on our first, like, four deals. But then after that, it was just like, you know, we have two markets, and then like I said before, is that, you know, people call me about deals in Texas, and I just pass it off to friends.
Yeah.
And I say, like, you know, because, or even up there, like, I see we've got at least six people who've done deals outside of Texas with us, you know, help them get their deal. And so,
guys, that's a tremendous legacy that you're building. You succeeded at doing it yourself, and now you're sharing that map with other people, and not just sharing the map, but actually physically helping people to move forward with their financial freedom. Tell me, what are your goals for the future, for the foreseeable future?
Help people get as many units as we get, if not more. And that's really it. We want to be better. I call it the Tom Sawyer. You know, Tom gets his friends to go whitewash the fence for him, but they're making the money, but I'm just getting a little piece sometimes when I put the money in the deal too.
Right.
So like, hey, this is a great deal. I want money in it, but I don't want to do it. Right. So, and they want to do the work because they want to better their lives, and they go end up and doing the work. And, you know, I give them encouragement and, you know, help them know some of the localities and everything, the property management, or I give them the knowledge I have freely because they're, you know, they're part of the group and I want them to succeed. And, you know, we just tell them to go for it. And it's been great. And so that's one of the things. We would rather be more passive in the future, or JP or something along those lines, than do ourselves. Because, I mean, the sweetest money we get is when we just get the check instead just of actually working for it.
You don't have to do any work for it. That's powerful. Yeah. Hey, Shay, so tell me, what would you say to somebody who's sitting there, they're listening? I think it's interesting, you're brand new to the country in 2007, 2008 time frame, and now here you are today, you're a successful real estate investor. Someone that's listening, give me about a 30-second speech that you would tell that person. Why should they get started with Lifestyles Unlimited?
So actually, that's a good question, and I actually got some of my friends join in Lifestyles as a PIC member too, and I think like for a person like me or a lot of people who are really conscious, like with not like those type A people would think about more than just 1 second, then you make a decision. Sometimes you just like need to follow their map. And I am really happy that we got the mentorship for our life that we've changed so much. And I think everybody, if you could, should just like get on a mentorship if you could, if you want to change your life.
That is great.
That helped a lot. Yes.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being with Zach and Shay Fugman. Net worth increased 1,000 times. I mean, could you imagine your net worth just increasing twice? That'd be powerful.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
Focus on commitment to the project, whatever the project in hand is, getting in shape. Commit yourself to getting in shape. Focus on the commitment. Don't focus on getting motivated. Forget the motivational step. You don't need it. Commit to the results. As we work through the rest of this stuff, you'll see that that commitment to the results is what's going to get you there. Because number two, I think, is important tie-in with number one, and that is seek knowledge, not results. Now, what I found is that if you try to just get out there and do something, I told you this story 10, 20 times about me going out there
and rebuilding this train layout three different times before I finally went to an expert, to a pro, and got all my questions answered, because I kept getting into it and running into something, a design flaw that was designed into the very plan. So you'd get to that design flaw, when you run up against it, you could go no further, you had to take it all apart and start over again. I did that two or three times. Finally, I realized what I need to do is I need to totally envision the entire project.
I want to encourage you to go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.